seen the burgeoning art scene there. We've got Boo Patterson on the line, who is an artist, a Dundonian, but splits her time between New York and Dundee. Good morning to you, Boo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, can I just say, though, because I know you're spending a lot of time in New York, we're aware, of course, of the news coming out of New York overnight, so I'll just say I hope that hasn't affected you. I don't know if it's in your local area or not.
I don't know, actually, if it has, because I'm desperately trying to get hold of all my friends. I've just spent this morning, because a lot of us all use that bike path at that particular point at Houston.
Right.
And so I actually don't know if anyone has been affected yet. Obviously waiting for New York to kind of wake up.
Uh-huh. So it's a part of the city you know very well.
Yeah, that's actually usually the area I stay in. So I'm actually quite worried because loads of my friends all cycle. That's just one of the main routes to up and down the island.
Hmm. Well, listen, thanks for joining us in these circumstances then, Boo, and I certainly hope you get good news on that one.
Yes.
It seems a heck of a contrast between Dundee and New York.
Yeah, well, people say that, but actually, there are similarities. The reason I love New York and Dundee is that they're both giant villages, and there is that kind of, you know, despite their size, people always say Dundee's the biggest village in the world. But there's village communities within the cities. So, and both are really, really friendly. So that, you know, when people say, oh, you know, big difference, actually, there's not really. There's just obviously 22 million people in New York.
I mean, in terms of what Kat was talking about, the art scene, really, really blossoming in Dundee, what has accounted for that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's always been very supportive of the arts, and you know, we've got Duncan of Jordanston Art College. It's a world-class you know, centre for the arts. But also, I think Dundee's just, because it's not on the way to anywhere, and like Kat says, people tend to just go there to go to the football. So they go on a motorway to a housing estate and get off at a football stadium. So obviously, people weren't really aware that there was always this scene. There was always great music. You know, the Associates, Danny Wilson and everything came from Dundee. And, you know, I've always known artists here, so I think it was always there. I think just the rest of Scotland didn't care.
I'm guilty of that, Boo. 100%. I'm guilty. And I am apologising to the good people of Dundee that I didn't actually open my eyes to what was there. Because the Rep Theatre in Dundee is fabulous. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Great reputation.
I mean,
and the DCA as well. You can go and there's print works there. There's little cinemas. There's workshop for kids. I was actually genuinely shocked, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dundee.
I mean, I accept your apology on behalf of Dundee.
I'm sorry too, Boo.
You're all forgiven.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, even the Rep, like, you know, that was a breeding ground. You know, Brian Cox started there, Joanna Lumley was there, you know, just all these huge figures. They all went through Dundee Rep, so it's not like it's just happened suddenly. I think it was just the eyes of everyone were turned elsewhere. You know, Glasgow got City of Culture, Edinburgh was always a cultural centre, and I think just Dundee was not thought of.
Has the games industry perhaps brought, apart from being, you know, world-renowned and brought kind of energy and economy to the city, has it also brought a bit of attention that's maybe allowed Dundee to get its story out a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, Chris Vanderkel, who's behind the games industry largely, he has been great going all over the world, you know, talking about Dundee. And the fact that he has never moved his business out of Dundee is, you know, is really important. I mean, things as well like the, you know, world-class medical centre, you know, medical training and research, that's also done it in a different field. But I don't know, there's just been a groundswell since the 90s. They started doing the City of Discovery, kind of, you know, building it up again. And they just knocked down a lot of really hideous buildings. Mm. And that really does make a difference to the city centre. The centre of Dundee used to look like York. It had the kind of shambles, medieval shambles in the centre. And they knocked, Dundee City Council knocked them down because a lot of the councillors had demolition firms. And that is...
Right, okay.
Allegedly. No,
yes, that, thank you.
No, that's proven to be true. They actually built those hideous 60s buildings after knocking down the medieval stuff. And there's a joke in Dundee that Dundee City Council did what the Luftwaffe couldn't, which was destroy most of the city centre. So basically now... They've done a great job in kind of getting rid of the last of the hideous monolith and making a lot of it into park, doing the V&A, and just in general tidying things up a bit. So it's, you know, it doesn't feel intimidating to walk in anymore.
So with all your trendy New York artist pals then, Boo, and you said, hey, do you fancy 2 days in Dundee? What would you be recommending?
Well, you're talking about coffee. Now, there's a Victorian coffee emporium, and it does tea as well, but it literally has not changed since 1850. I think it's the oldest shop in Dundee, called Braithwaite, in Castle Street. And a lot of people just go in to smell it, because it smells so amazing. And they even still weigh their coffee on, you know, brass scales. Everything is from the Victorian era. You know, there's nothing modern inside. And if there's 5 people in the shop, it's absolutely full. So that I always recommend to everybody because it's so beautiful. You do just step back in time.
There's also a speakeasy in Dundee. There's a New York-style speakeasy in Dundee.
Yeah, but what are you doing? It's a speakeasy. You're not supposed to mention it.
There's no signs. You can't find it. You have to know people that know people that know people.
Speakeasy. Yeah, it's called Draffin's. I won't tell you where it is, but it's in the city centre.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's down a lane, and you need to know somebody that knows somebody to get to it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I have to say, as somebody who's written about speakeasies in New York, it is a very, very good conceit. It's in, you know, the old Draffin's department store. So the conceit is it's a hidden bar in the department store. So they've got all the old models, you know, with dressed in vintage clothes and all the old posters and everything up. And so it does actually compare very favourably to the speakeasies in New York. I was really surprised. I thought it would be really bad.
No wonder the rest of us don't know what Dundee's got, because you all keep it to yourselves.
Well, we don't want you to know.
Think bubbly.
You've been flagging us off for years. We don't want you to
know. Oh, we're paying. Well, Boo, listen, lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed. Kat is going to give us a bit of a rundown on Dundee and just the tech, you know, money-wise, and
yep,
what are the must-dos, etc., etc. So we will come back to that.